Online Podcast 105.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, everyone, and Tuan Tuan Dan Puan Puan. You are listening to me. This is John. I am outside today. I thought I will do a out of the studio podcast, which I almost got killed, run down by a car because I just ran across the street. It's not very cold. Somewhat windy, so that makes it colder. I'm doing this in stereo again. Welcome to Online Podcast, especially to those who are over here for the first time. If you have listened to Eat This Hot Show yesterday, or was it Wednesday, and found out about my website and came over to check it out, I want to thank you for doing so. Oh crap, step into mud. And Jesus, I'm going to, what was that? All this, whoops, windy. Oh, I'm so sorry about the wind. Get my pretend phone conversation phone out because I don't have my Join the Podcast Revolution t-shirt on today. Should have worn that. But at least people know. Oh, this is very windy for you. I'm so sorry. I'm going to see my doctor. I'm going to pick up medication prescription for my asthma. Spell A-S-S-M-A, asthma. So, if you're here for the first time, welcome again. And from Eat This Hot Show, I'm glad you're joining me. This is very typical. You get to see a slice of my life. If I do one of these out and about soundseeing type thing. It's not really a soundseeing, it's just that you're following me along to go to the hospital to pick up my prescription. I'm out of breath. It's actually kind of nice walking out here. It's probably in the 40s, low 40s it feels like. And I think I'm gonna have to stop the recording once I get into the hospital, which is pretty soon. Oh gosh. I want to thank those of you who wrote in about the immigration law. And I will... I'll stop recording for now. And I'll continue later. Hello, Brenda.
I'll be right with you.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
This is Peter from the Oh My Pod podcast, and if you're hearing this, you're listening to my favorite podcast, the Online Podcast with John Ong, located on the web at www.onlinepodcast.com.
Okay, I'm back. Excuse me. So pick up the medication, you heard that part. And just walking back now. It's probably a little, I feel a little self-conscious. I haven't done soundseeing for a while. People are staring at you when you talk to yourself. I do have my shield. I have my phone picked up, put on next to my ear, and pretending like I'm speaking into the phone. I just don't think people care all that much, but let me get back into the topic. It's kind of nice. I was listening to Wanda doing her Walking in the Winter Wonderland, and it was nice to hear all those ice, all the snow, crunchy snow. So I thought I'll do the same thing also. No crunchy snow for me though. But you can probably hear my fat self breathing heavily as I'm walking. And yeah, we'll revisit the whole immigration law. Go to immigrationequality.org, see what you can help. We'll visit with that another time. Don't want to dwell on one particular topic, especially a heavy topic all the time. But I do want to bring that up every once in a while. You can probably hear that from Yeast Radio also. Yeastradio.com. She also play a clip from my show and also talk about that. And we also talk about that in Eat This Hot show. If you are my listener and you haven't listened to last week's Eat This Hot show, you can go over to eatthishotshow.com and go check out that interview. It's like a chat with the ladies, really, with Reagan Fox of Fox and the City. And Wanda Wisdom from theluckybitchradio.com, and of course Madge Weinstein from the East Radio. It was a lot of fun. And so I'm almost there. It's a short walk from work to my doctor's office. Oh, the wind. Oh. So sorry for the wind. I do have my wind screen on. Oh, do you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna find a windless spot and tell you something before walking to my office. I wanted to go to the Podcaster Con 2005, which is the Podcasters Conference, as the name suggested, in North Carolina. I think I already called and asked for hotel rates and everything. I'm waiting for one more thing to see if I need to find a rental car. And I might go there. So if you are a listener, if you're a podcaster, if you want to go, maybe you can come and say hi to me. I don't know if anyone's going, but that's that. I'm about to get up into the office, so I'll continue this later.
Hi there, ladies. Welcome back to Online Podcast. Oh, goodness. It's been several hours since I came back from the, pick up my prescription from the hospital. And of course, I'm back in the studio now. It is actually the second day. It's actually 6:30 in the morning on a Thursday. And if you download the show during the middle of Thursday, you'll probably get this today. I just received an email that's a very nice email from Oh, I forgot what his name. I'm just gonna mention his first name, okay? What is his name now? He was telling me that, hey, I love your podcast, but whenever there's a but, it's kind of scary, isn't it? He said, please don't burp. Oh, here it is. It's Mr. Bill. I just did. I'm sorry. I don't do that. I really don't do that intentionally. Yes, I can stop and edit that, but that breaks, for my style of podcast, it sort of break the flow. I want to put a lot of humanness back to audio production, to radio, per se, so that it's not something that you're used to. But I know it's offensive, it's stupid, and I will try not to, okay? But thank you for writing in. I know it takes a whole lot for people to actually sit down and decide to write you a note. And I really do appreciate that, even if it is a criticism, which really, not from Bill, it really, I mean, I don't know. I burp. I have gas. And anyway, going back to talking about this morning, or yesterday, really. Or going back, because my kitty cat is with me and I got a new heater. You know, I bought one of those, Presto Heat dish from Costco. If you shop at Costco, you probably know they usually put it at the entrance of Costco. It would point straight at you when you walk into the store. And so I bought one the other day. It cost like 50 something, almost $60. But I'm cold, you know. And my studio is down in the basement, and so I have to do something to heat up this room. And most of the, I don't like the radiator kind where it will take me like literally a half hour or 15 minutes to actually get warm enough to that you can feel it. But this one sort of instantaneously give out heat. Not as good as they would proclaim, you know. It's not like right away when you turn it on, because I do have another radiator, not radiator, another heater that actually has instant heat. It will just boom, turn on, and you can actually feel it. But this one is not bad, because it does create heat, and actually it's too warm now. And my cat is up here with me now, sitting on my lap. Let's see what I can tell you. So I went out shopping yesterday. Bruce has to work, and so I went shopping for, I did shop for him already, and but I went out shopping for another friend's Christmas gift, and then I came home. No, actually, I went over to Kinko's to approve the proof of our holiday card. I know it's late, but yeah, we just proof it. I mean, you know, approve it. And so it's going to get printed, and we'll send it out. And if we have, I don't know, if I'm not too lazy, I'll probably put a replication of the card, a digital version of the card, on the internet. No S. I'll save the S for later. And again, like I mentioned earlier, I was the co-host of Eat This Hot Show on Wednesday, yesterday, so you can go over and check it out. I had a lot of fun, and I really, you know, it was a lot of fun. I seriously, there was probably like 20, a ton of comments, a ton of listeners from Soccer Girl, because, you know, show's so popular. And there's like 6 comments on the current show, on my show, on the show that I was a co-host of. I really don't have listeners. I don't have a lot of listeners, but I do appreciate the ones that I have. I have about 200 to 300 regular subscribers, but It fluctuates, usually on Mondays when I get a whole lot of listeners. And if I do post other files, oh gosh, I'm going to have snot. Maybe Bill is going to say something if I do something. I don't want to stop, though. But I have... shit, what was I saying? I do have listeners, and I do appreciate that. But I just, you know, I'm just not that popular show. And I hope that I will get popular. You know, it's nice to be heard. And when you have an important message like what I mentioned on Monday about the immigration equality issue, it's nice to be able to reach out to more people. So, but I do appreciate all of you listening, and especially those who took the time to write in. I really appreciate that. And you can also call my comment line, you know, at 206-888-JOHN and just leave me a message. I will play it. And thank you to iPod. Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's 6:40 in the morning. Thank you to OhMyPod.net, Peter from OhMyPod.net, for making me that sweeper that I just played. Thank you so much. And I also want to, oh yeah, and I also mentioned about the Join the Podcast Revolution t-shirt during the earlier recording. And I just want to point you to the right direction. If you want to purchase the shirt, you can actually take a look at the shirt also. And I think Madge also talked about it on Eat This Hot Show. And it's a very good review from Madge, especially from Madge. So go check it out at podcastersunite.com. It is a business venture that I just now started. I have a lot of marketing work to do still, but you can go over and check it out at podcastersunite.com. And if you have any website that you'd like to support, you can plug in their URL, and if they have a donate link on their website, I will actually donate $1 per shirt to the podcaster. Of course, if you want to support Madge Weinstein, Madge actually have me refer all the... Oops, sorry, that was my email. Maybe I should have turned that off. Emmanuel Juan, are you paying more than 3.5% on your mortgage? Our interest rate is our interest rate of 3.25 has an APR that I hate junk mail. Okay, let me quit my mail application. Oh, sorry. Bill is gonna write in again, but I appreciate that though, Bill. I'm giving you a hard time. Sorry. It's not. And I'm gonna turn down the heat because I'm getting hot.
Oi! Yeah. I'm here, far away from the computer, about to turn the heat down to medium.
I'm back to the microphone. And today I will be booking my flight. Oh, and then go to podcastersunite.com. I didn't finish talking about that. I'm so bad at that. You can plug in your favorite podcast. And Madge, okay, Madge asked me to donate a dollar per shirt to her favorite show, Democracy Now!, which I have done several times already. So you can also do that. And of course, if you don't put anything, I will save the money because immigration equality, I like to donate money to it. So anything that comes off of my website that the money, that $1, that if you don't put any URL, that $1, I'm going to collect those dollars and then donate it to immigrationequality.org. You may also go find out more about immigrationequality.org also. Yes, baby. My kitty just jumped up on my lap. Hi, kitty. Are you purring? You're purring for daddy. Oh, he's a little purr machine. So this morning I woke up and Bruce woke up early also, He has got work to do, and so I asked him to wake me up. Of course, I set my alarm clock at 5 and only got up like 5:45 or something. And I usually don't get up that early. And so he was telling me that he has this sniffles and this little drainage dripping thing in his nose and on his throat, and so looks like a cold is approaching. And of course, I've already had my cold, and I feel like it's kind of weird. I feel like I was so paranoid about getting a cold because I have all these singing commitments. And this Sunday is actually my concert. I have 2 solos that I have to do, so I finally recovered my singing voice. I don't know, I still really have to train and really practice more to get my vocal. Boy, can you just sit quietly? Yeah, come sit here. He likes to play with paper and so make lots of noise. That noise was made by my little cutie pie here. Oh, he's purring really loudly. Want to hear? See, can people hear you? Little kitty pie? So if you come from Eat This Hot Show, I don't eat cats, okay? I don't eat dogs. I love cats and dogs. I have 2 kitties. Not to eat. Not for eating. Oh, goodness. Both kitties are here now. And I want to talk about my cold. So now that I got my cold, and I feel like I have done my share, and I'm sure I can get another cold if it's, you know, it's different from the previous cold, and there's so many kinds out there, I'm sure. Or is that flu? Excuse me. So I thought that I've done my share and I won't get it anymore. That's what I feel. That's kind of weird though. But that's what I feel. I don't really know. What do you think, Tigger? Tigger's a nurse, so he would probably know. And, but yeah, I feel like, I'm not gonna get it anymore because I've already gotten mine. So, 2005 stamp, got my call, and I'm done with. So going back to, this morning, I was making porridge for Bruce because, for myself also, and I'm very surprised that Bruce liked porridge. Now this is a very Chinese dish, which is a lot of chicken stock, or you can use water also, but I like chicken stock. Lots of chicken stock and, a cup of rice. Well, that's what I usually use. A cup of rice and just put it in a crock pot and just let it simmer, and I put carrots and celery and sausage meat from, you know, the whole package sausage tube, like the breakfast sausage, and I would thaw it and then spoon small balls of those into the porridge. And porridge, because it's lots of liquid and not so much rice, and therefore it's going to cook up into this kind of oatmeal looking porridge thing. It probably grows you out. But if you're Chinese and if you're open to new cuisine, you'll probably like this. And I'm sure Archer from Archer Radio would love this. Kidding. I'm sure he'd think that this is gross, especially with those carrots and celery in there. And so I made that this morning, and hopefully by the time Bruce come home, and he has to actually work late tonight, so by the time he come home before his the late work and before his, and then after that, he get to eat the porridge, and I'll probably get to eat some too. Because it's delicious. It's so delicious, and I absolutely love it. I remember hating it when as a child, but as I got older, I find myself liking dishes and things that I used to hate when I was a child. That's kind of strange. And what else do I need to tell you? So I guess that's probably about it. It's getting long, and I'm sleepy. I might actually go back to sleep. It's 6:50. No, maybe not. By the time I finish this whole show, it would have been time to go to work. So thank you for listening, and I really appreciate you writing in, and thank you for subscribing especially. Please tell your friends about my podcast so that I can make it even more popular. Yeah, we'll talk. I'll talk to you another time. Talk to you next week, and hopefully you have a wonderful weekend. And also save traveling and shopping and have fun with this holiday season. I have a very, very, very special program coming up on December 26th, the first day of Kwanzaa. We'll learn all about Kwanzaa on the first day of Kwanzaa with a very special listener of mine named Maurice. And thank you for agreeing to do that, Maurice, and we will chat with you on the first day of Kwanzaa, which is December 26th, for those of you who do not know. I just learned this myself. So if you don't know anything about Kwanzaa, especially if you're American, if you live here for a long time, and you hear about Kwanzaa all the time, if you don't know what Kwanzaa is, please tune in on December 26th, and we'll talk about that from somebody who celebrates Kwanzaa. And who celebrates Kwanzaa. And okay, that's it. I will go back to bed. Maybe yes, maybe not. I don't know. And thank you for listening. And if you haven't yet done so, go to Eat the Salt Show and check out the show with the girls, One of Wisdom, Reagan, and Madge. Talk to you later, and don't forget to smile. Bye bye.